the subject feel comfortable and kind of like a mix between keeping it, which is so crucial to every interview, keeping it very professional, but also having it be intimate. And I think that what Quad did a great job of, she would talk with them before, give them a little bit of like direction, but also not ask any questions because you don't want them to say it before. And then they're recapping it to you after. So no, it was an amazing experience. And she did every single interview in this movie and Quad just nailed it.
And then how you have all this footage from interviews here in the U.S. in Orange County, interviews and all the traveling you did in Vietnam. But you had to pick from those interviews topics. Did you go in with planned topics that you knew you
wanted? Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So with each individual, we did a story map. And so we would break down kind of where we think they fit in the story. What are the main topics? You know, like an example of that is we knew that for Yvonne's brother and sister, we wanted to ask them about Long Me, which is the song about mother's love. They're the best people to discuss that, right? And yeah, wow, when we're talking to some of the archivists, we know that we are interested in them talking about the fact that records in the era were made on shellac and the quality of the records. So each interview is usually structured in two parts, one, general questions, two, story points that are specific things. And we just would have this bullet point list and these series of questions. And, you know, there's obviously so much more that arises in the interview, but it's always important to, when you're looking at someone, to be like, what are they the expert on? Because at the end of the day, even if this is a fun, adventurous film, we're telling a story and we're educating. And so it's really important to know what we're talking about when we're going in to ask these people these questions.
You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and we're in the middle of an interview going into the second hour here on If Music Could Talk, with an interview with Qua Ha and Victor Vell, directors. We're listening to an interview with them about the film Yvonne, The Lost Sounds of Saigon. And let's continue. Thanks for listening.
And then what you just cap that off, you know, we have 90 hours of footage across three cameras, you know, so what you see is about 1% of what we have. And so much. One thing that I learned in this journey is that sometimes you have to make sacrifices, you know, to make, because to find the structure in the final cut of the film. So we have all this, you know, exclusive content that we would love to release one day, you know, the full interview with the artists, or so many amazing stories, you know, and that's something we're working on.
Yeah. It's so hard to put that all together. And that's why your team just sounds so incredible. Can you tell me about some of the other people that were involved in the film? There's animation that I was reading with, drew from some of the art on the music books that you were seeing. And
you want to do Vietnam and I'll do US?
Yeah. So yeah. Very early on, I wanted to make sure that this film is a collaborative effort between the creatives between Vietnam and the US. So I went back to Vietnam and our co-production partner is Buncha, and our co-producer is Mike Pham. You know, he connected me with this this animation studio in Vietnam called Cal Motion. And our two animation directors are Thien Nguyen and Kim Dang, and they're amazing. I worked with them, you know, I kind of explained to them like, hey, this is the vision and what I envision for the animation sequences in the film. And this is the style that we would love to pull from, you know. The inspiration came from the sheet music and the cover. So we wanted to, you know, pay homage to the artists of that era and you know, recreate that style, but with our own flair within it.
And speaking of those music books, many of the songs, and this is mentioned in the film too, many of the Vietnamese pop songs were not only, you know, released on vinyl in limited quantities, but another real popular way that music got out to the different music fans was sheet music. So they were explaining about the artwork and how that style of those beautiful sheet music books, and I've seen a few, was worked into the animation of the film. And when I went actually originally to find information about this film, I saw a bunch of pictures of the music books on their website, the Yvonne website. And this film is spelled Y and then space V-A-N. You can find it that way. But there's a song that I've been kind of obsessed with over the years, and it's just so beautiful and magical, and it's about a horse. My friend helped me figure out that that song is about a famous horse, because I asked him to help me figure out, because I was really, this song's just so beautiful. So I want to play that now. And my point was, sorry, when I went to their website to find information to contact them about this interview, that was on the page. I had no idea that Yvonne had written this song about this black horse that was one of my favorites ever. So let's play it right now. It's Li Noao.
Lúc lạc đồng đen, búp sen lá dầm, dây cương nhuộm thắm cán roi anh bên đồng hòa. Là đưa ý à, đưa nàng, anh đưa nàng về du. Là đưa ý à, đưa nàng, anh đưa nàng về. Cấp con ngựa ngựa âu, ngựa âu ăn cướp đi khắp các nẻo xa.
Đi qua suối mộng trở lại đồi mơ, đi bên suối đời đi sang rừng nhớ dắt nhau trong biển.
But you can talk about some other members.
So Douglas Emerson is the name this movie cannot stand without. Our lead producer, an absolute legend. He is the pillar of this whole thing. Everything's built on his strategy, his work. But he's also an incredible creative player in the team. You know, he was there on almost every edit day. He's there crafting his story. He's every shoot day. He has ideas for all. He's an absolute legend. And then Jake L. Mitchell was my roommate actually for a lot of this film. What I found the most incredible thing about him is in a documentary, you never know when someone's going to drop the most incredible line. Jake does. And so we're in a live scene and he's already on the person. He just knows. And I think that I don't think he knows that he knows, but I know that he knows. And it's incredibly awesome just to see him always being a step ahead of the moment and really catching that flow, which is something that's absolutely pivotal with a documentary cinematographer.
That was Jake Mitchell you were talking about.
Jake L. Mitchell. Yeah. Okay. So the cinematographer, Jake Mitchell. Our editor, Ben Shern, is so amazing, and he really was able to take just this huge batch of stuff and really set it into these moods, these tones. You know, he started editing actually some while we were abroad, and we had given the tone, the direction, and he came back with these moments. You know, an example is the scene where you'll see, and when you watch it in the market in Hanoi, he had like 80% of that done before we even tuned it. You know, we had to do a lot of fine tuning, swapping, but the vibe, he understood all of that. And so the sound design was really crucial for us to capture all of these spaces that we went to. And so we worked with This Is Sound Design, TISD. They really understood that we wanted something that really played on your sense of hearing and that was dynamic and flowing. And we wanted to catch the difference between the different cities in Vietnam, and you can feel it's like this is Hanoi, this is Saigon. And then for
long were you filming in Vietnam total?
I think it was about 2 months of total shooting time there, but yeah. We did that over three and a half trips. The half was a scouting trip.
Mm-hmm. And just to cap that off, I want to give a shout out to the local Vietnamese production crew, because these are some of the most talented and amazing camera ops, drone operators we've ever worked with. Our drone operator Minh Nhi, we call him Drone God, you'll see in the film, his drone work is amazing. There are moments where we just have no idea how he was able to capture it, you know. And also Viet An and Dung Chom Tung, who are our two other cam ops. It's like this. We're like this gang of bandits, you know, and we just like spread out our skills and talents throughout the shooting of this film. It was such a blast.
That's amazing. And Vietnam, it seems so beautiful, has so many different types of environments that you were capturing while you were there, living there, exploring your story in real time on film. And so that's what makes this film so alive in some ways. And then it takes on a life when you take it on the road. So you mentioned you've been screening it. How have the audiences reacted? I know you've had multiple awards from these film festivals. How about the Q&As? Tell me about the audience and the reaction you've gotten while you've watched it with audiences.
I think it's always, you know, it always feels so special watching it with a live audience, because you can really feel the energy in the room, you know, and you can kind of feel when people get emotional or when people get excited about a song, you know. And the Q&As one of our favorite parts of the film festival circuits, because we get to engage with the audience and see and hear what they think about the film. And it's so much fun. I love it.
Oh. nhiều tiếng màu mến thương mát biếc sâu lắng đọng đèn thấp mờ bóng mềm từng bước thầm khi người yêu không đến tuổi xanh buồn lặng câm đi trong chiều mưa hoang đời biết ai thương mình
The San Luis Obispo Film Festival, which was amazing. We ended up winning the Best of Fest and Best Documentary there. And so what was so great there is that it really had something special because the population that we had there was 65-plus-year-old retired individuals and Cal Poly students, which was the coolest combo you can have. And so it was such a great time. They understood the film. They were asking all the coolest questions. And then what's awesome is that each time you go to a different festival, the crowd is very different. And Docklands in San Francisco was just dock lovers. And so discussing with them and doing that. And then we got to do a panel out there as well, talking about the new normal in the documentary industry. So each festival really had its unique flavor of audience, which is so cool, and it made the traveling awesome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congrats to both of you. And
thank you.
I have a bunch more questions. I don't know. Do we have more time?
Yeah.
We have about 5 minutes. Yeah.
5 minutes? Okay. So is there a soundtrack, and how did you choose the songs for the film?
Absolutely. So this is one of the most exciting parts of the film. I mean, it is a music doc after all, you know, so this is super important. For me, I think it was really important to make sure that we include some of his most iconic songs. But because throughout this journey, I also found new arrangements of certain songs that I already found before. So his most iconic songs are, you know, Saigon, Long Mei, 60 Nam, and a list of other songs. And then, so I would say the soundtrack is about 95% Yvonne songs and about 5% co-written by Yvonne or other composers from the same era. I think we're also going to release the soundtrack. You know, it's going to be restore, remaster, and then along with that, we have a remix compilation working with.
Saw that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. How did that come together?
So the idea is reflected in the film because I wanted to to show that this is you know what I found from the past. I would like to bring it into the present and then share it with our generation and from that we create the future, you know. So in one of the final chapters of the film, there's a section where, you know, I'm working with the younger artists in Vietnam, you know, sampling from Yvonne's music to make new tracks. And it's such a fun beat in the film, and I love it. And I think carrying that energy, we are working in real life with the new artists to recreate some of the music with a new sound.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to play some of that here on the show. Going back to the idea of memory as a form of communication and bridging the gap between generations, could you talk a little bit about that? Because music really is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think when I say, you know, memory is a form of a connection to the past. When I first started hearing Yvonne's music, when I came to California, because I was missing Vietnam, I was missing home, you know, I would find myself driving in my car, listening to this song I downloaded from YouTube, and I like tears would roll down my eyes because it feels like I was taking back into the past. You know, there's this like invisible connection, an emotional connection in the music that I it's really hard to explain, you know, but it feels like I time travel back to when he was working as an artist. And it's, you know, we call this film a cultural time machine. And I think that is one thing that that's one of the main messages I would like to pass on to our viewers as well.
Hàng chữ chim xanh vỗ cánh bay, không gian chìm nét phấn bàn tay. Nhớ nhau hơi thở xin làn gió, nếp giấy ra trời thấp thoáng mây.
Can you tell me about some of the people out there that are, you know, avid collectors, archivists, people who have rescued? I know there's a scene with a record collector in Vietnam. Maybe tell me a little bit about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't spoil too much, but this is this character we have a nickname for him. We call him the final vinyl boss. And he has one of the rarest, you know, most treasured collections of just Vietnamese musics and music machines and gears and everything from, you know, from the from the 20s to into now, you know, so it's crazy. So you'll have to see the film to find out.
Yeah, the press release, I saw a stack of reel-to-reels and
yeah,
a photo of a record store, I think.
Yeah.
There too. So another thing I wanted to ask, and I've got a million questions, but I think this is important to people who first hear Vietnamese music. I think for me, I was drawn in by a combination of happiness and sadness in a lot of the songs, and but also the just virtuosic quality of the singers. Their voices are so incredible. What are the important things to think about when someone maybe who doesn't know anything about Vietnamese music from the 70s or the 60s, reading the lyrics, you probably understand a lot more about the music.
Yeah, I think the songs and the, you know, the topics vary widely, but they're mostly love songs, you know, and I think it's also a reflection of the time, you know, people are separated by, you know, from the war and you know, there's different, there's a lot of politics going on, but I think it's there's like always this feeling of longing, you know, like longing to be with somebody. There's also songs talking about just the beauty of the country and, you know, and I think like, for people who have not heard this music before, what's most interesting is the Western influence combination with the traditional Vietnamese instruments and the music arrangement, you know, and I think it makes it such a unique sound that existed only, you know, between the 60s and 75, like within that 10, 15 years, like the artists from South Vietnam created this amazing genre of music.
Well, I want to thank you both for talking with me and sharing your thoughts about the film, the making of the film, and also thank you for making the film. I know that this will be something that can connect the future generations to this beautiful legacy of music. It also connected you with your family in some ways, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Well, thank you both. To be able to interview you guys is really important to me, and I'm going to continue to play the music of Yvonne on this program, and I hope you guys will keep in touch.
Thank you so much for your time, Carl.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carl. It's been so fun.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too. Take care.
đau đớn. Đặt tên cho anh là quốc. Đặt tên cho anh là nước. Đặt tên cho người tình yêu nước vào nước. Rồi anh nâng cao tổ quốc vào đời. Việt Nam đang xuân, tôi lòng nước. Việt Nam nông xuân, tôi lòng quốc. Việt Nam đang đòi tự do hạnh phúc trong đời. Anh quốc ơi, tuổi xuân như đóa hoa đời, nở trong mưa bão tươi vời, vẫn còn tươi như nước Việt Nam.
Anh trôi theo vận nước miệt mài. Việt Nam chia đôi mảnh đất lạc ngoài. Thương đau, đau lòng nước, toàn dân thương đau, đau lòng quốc, toàn dân ngậm ngùi. Vì tình sông núi lẻ loi. Rồi anh nghe theo lời nói bồi hồi. Trời xanh bao la mở cánh cửa mời. Từ anh lên cao, anh là nắng, là trắng hay sao? Anh nhìn xuống, nhìn nước non nhà. Đẹp xinh như gấm như hoa. Anh quốc ơi, rồi anh chắp cánh thanh thang, bình minh lên chiếm không gian, đến hoàng hôn tràn chứa tình thương. Anh quốc ơi, gặp khi chinh chiến lâu dài, người phi công giữa khung trời vẫn phải mang số phận con người.
Rồi anh đi theo đường đã vạch rồi, đường trên không gian u ớt hình xe. Đời sinh ra ta, ta là gác, đợi đưa ta đi, ta về đất. Và anh đã về, chiều anh đã về quê.
This is Sharon North with the City of Richmond Department of Public Works, and here's some information we want you to know. If your vehicle is damaged by a pothole and you want to file a claim, you can get information on what you need to provide by contacting the City Attorney's Office at 804-646-7940. For more information on city services, log on to richmondgov.com or call customer care at 311.
I'm gonna throw my shoe at you.
My name is Straw. I make panoramic, a found sound audio collage of new hip-hop and experimental music from people of color and around the globe. Sink in, wear headphones, and lock in. Second and fourth Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WRIR.
And you're listening to If Music Could Talk, and we just heard a wonderful interview. I'm really grateful to Qua and Victor both for speaking with me about that amazing film. And you can find more information at yvan.film, Y-V-A-N.film. And I'm just going to continue playing music by Yvonne. Stay tuned for, I think it's a rerun tonight, and I keep the music going here. We're going to hear Hong On with Doi Dien Dem Den here on If Music Could Talk. These are very old, rare, scratchy 45s that I digitized just for the show, composed by Yvonne.
Tia sáng như màu em, trái kia một sáng trong bóng đêm em ngồi đêm hòa châu rơi, nghe nhớ hương lên môi, nhớ xưa hồng chung trường yến luông đông, cô vẫn thường hay là người ta. Thank you.
bốn mắt lặng trao nhìn đất trời không tiếng nói. Ôi em nào biết được oán lòng ai khổ tôi. Hôm nay ta cũng khóc như lá khóc bao nhiêu, như em rồi sẽ khóc trăng úa trong
a few serious ballads, but it's a serious world. but let's play. I don't know if these are Yvonne compositions, but we Kwa mentioned Mai Le Hun and Connie Kim and Carol Kim, so we'll play one by each of them.
Chiều hôm nào đổ mưa, chàng chú bên hiên nhà nhìn trời mưa lên tiếng ca như bày tỏ nỗi niềm riêng. Ôi lòng em, trời ơi giữa hồ nhạc đắm đuối, em ra thấy chàng mỉm cười. Tơ duyên chợt đến, em đâu có ngờ em yêu người đó với tình đơn sơ. Mẹ ba em đồng ý, tuy anh chẳng phải sang giàu, em vui với chàng. Tuy không giàu có nhưng giàu thương yêu. Tình yêu anh nghệ sĩ chung xây mái ấm gia đình trong túp lều xinh.
Để rồi năm tháng quân theo cả một tuổi thơ. Muốn hỏi tại sao sao con nước trôi về cho lòng em lê thế, bao con tàu đổ bể để tình anh đê mê, xuôi trăng nước ươm tình cho vườn yêu ta mang, xuôi cho lòng nhung nhớ tim mình lên ngổn ngang. Tình tan rồi tình tan, vương còn bãi hoang mang, lá xanh chiều lá đổ theo cơn gió thanh thản, nhìn sao vẫn nài vàng hoàn hôn tàn. Em ơi tung tăng bốn phương trời, mây trôi về đâu đó, sông vỗ ngoài ngàn khơi đã tan buồn trời vơi, bao con nước trôi về nghe mình hay nghe ai, mênh mông sầu biển xứ, ôi tình ôi đắng cay.
All right, stay tuned. Coming up is a big surprise, but sending all the DJs much love tonight, and sending you lots of love too. Thanks for tuning in. We are a community radio station, and so thank you for your support. And again, special thanks to Kwa and Victor for the great interview. And hope everyone out there listening has a chance to see that film, Yvonne, The Lost Sounds of Saigon. All right, let's finish off with some Min Hue. Another song composed by Yvonne.
Yêu nhau trong cuộc đời, mơ xuyên tình dài, gắn bó đôi lời. Ta quen nhau một ngày, thương nhau trọn đời, giữ cho lâu dài.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond.